Thank you for joining us here at Celebration Church, where we celebrate God, celebrate people, and celebrate life. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Come on in. Are we good, church? Yes? Good. I'm also good. Thanks for asking. Welcome. If you're visiting or new with us, we hope that you feel relaxed. We hope that you feel at home. My name is Charlie. I pastor this amazing church alongside my husband, Benaiah. and online listeners as well, good morning. Thanks for joining with us. Just a couple of, sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing. Thank you so much. Just a couple of clarifications or just going over the things that Pastor Joel has already talked about. Just so you know, church, with our Christmas service this year being on Christmas Eve, Benaiah and myself, my goodness me, you should have been in the Halliday household over the last 3 months of discussion. We went back and forward on this, whether we would do a Christmas Day service, whether we would just have it on Christmas Eve. It was a big deliberation in our household. But just so you know our heart for that, it is a one-off. As a church, obviously, we love celebrating Christmas together on the day. We really value that time together. But seeing as the way that it fell this year so closely with Christmas Eve on the Sunday, Christmas Day on the Monday, we just thought to combine it, to put it all on the Sunday and have a big family celebration on that day, that's kind of our heart for it. And also, but like I said, it's just a one-off. It's just for this year, just because the way the calendar falls. And also for our New Year's Eve service, we have an incredible, incredible team of volunteers that serve and give endlessly week in and week out. And Benaiah and I are people that believe in rest. We believe that that is a God thing. And so just before we kick off into 2024, we just thought that that would be a good opportunity to give our volunteers a well-deserved break for that Sunday. So just so you know our heart for that, that's the reason why we've kind of changed things a little bit this year. But our heart is just to honour our volunteers for all that they do, all that they give, to have a little bit of a pause. You know, rest is a biblical thing. It talks about resting the land, God rested, all of those things. So we just thought, look, let's just have a bit of a breather on the Christmas, on the New Year's Eve service, and we'll get back into it with a well-rested team of volunteers ready to get stuck into 2024. The other thing that I just wanted to highlight when Pastor Joel was just sharing our prayer and praise reports, we're collecting, you might have got a text message through the week from our church, we're actually collecting testimonies on our church website of the Father's favour. Ta-da! So that was our theme this year, and we just want to kind of compile any testimonies that you feel happens throughout the year with your family, with you individually, with couples, whatever it is, that just highlights the Father's favour this year. It could be provision, could be new job opportunities, but we just wanted to get them together so that we, coming up, we have our celebration service. We wanted to be able to celebrate them and, glorify God in honouring what we've brought with the theme of the Father's favour. So if you want, jump online. Have a little testimony time. I've already done it. Yep. Anyway, thanks, Eden. You can take a seat. Oh, yes, let's applaud her. Oh, no. And everybody was watching as well. Like, it wasn't subtle at all. Oh, so good. Awesome. If you have your Bibles or you have a Bible app on your phone, can you open it up to Philippians 4, verse 4 for me? Oh, makes sense. I know. I'm like, I don't know why I'm laughing. Look, it does make sense. This morning, I just wanted to really quickly share around the thought of joy. 'Tis the season of joy. 'Tis. Some of you might feel like Christmas and summer holidays and all of that is the season of joy. Some of you might feel like it's the season of stress. Some of you might feel like it's the season of awkward family interactions. But I'm just going to bring us around this thought of joy to finish up our 2023. So this is in the Passion Translation. Philippians 4, 4 to 8 says, "Be cheerful with joyous celebration in every season of life." That in itself is massive. "Be cheerful with joyous celebration in every season of life. Let your joy overflow." We've been talking about as a church this whole idea that our God is more than enough. El Shaddai, that he is above and beyond what we could hope, dream or imagine. And this talks about our joy overflowing. Not just a little bit, not just a snippet, not just little jollies every now and again, but overflowing joy. "Let gentleness be seen in every relationship, for our Lord is ever near. Don't be pulled in different directions." This is amen for the Christmas season. "Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind, and fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising him always." Oh my goodness me. Like, that in itself, we could just unpack, I feel like, over a whole year. There is so much goodness and truth and challenging ideas and thoughts in that. But I just wanted to encourage us, especially around this idea, coming into the close of 2023. And some of us in this room might be feeling like it was a fantastic year. I reached my goals. It was successful. I, you know, set out all of these things that was going to happen this year and I hit them and I'm feeling really great about myself. Others of you look back on this year and go, how has the year even gone? I feel like I'm in February still. Nothing has really happened. I haven't achieved anything or hit anything. It's just been like this blur whirlwind of whatever. And some of you actually feel quite disappointed in the year. You look at it and you go, it wasn't what I hoped, wasn't what I expected, didn't turn out, I didn't think I would be where I'm at now. And we have a moment at the end of every year and going into a new year to do a bit of reflection. But I just want to bring us around this idea of actually being intentional with choosing joy in this season. Choosing joy, and I'm going to talk about it. It's choosing joy in a busy time. It's choosing joy with your serving in church. It's choosing joy with hopeful expectation for next year. It's choosing joy in a maybe people are in a difficult season, and also choosing joy when you're waiting for breakthrough. So it says, this quote's going to come up, in the English Standard Version of the Bible, the words joy, rejoice, or joyful appear a total of 430 times. Yeah, all right. Compared with happy or happiness, which only appears 10 times. The difference here, and I think sometimes Christians get this confused, is we think we have to be happy clappy all the time. Yeah? You have to have the smile and clap your hands and raise your hands. And when someone asks you at church, oh, how was your week? Yeah, it's really great. Like, praise the Lord. Jesus is on the throne. It's good. And we have this response that we think is necessary based on an outward expression, which is happiness. Yeah? Happiness is the outward expression. It's the emotion. Whereas joy is lasting. It satisfies the heart in unique and marvelous ways. It should be a characteristic of God's people that is found in his presence. Joy is an inner feeling. Happiness is the outward expression, but joy endures hardships and trials and connects with meaning and purpose. So for us as Christians, we're in this season of coming to the end of 2023, whatever that looks like for you. And this verse in Philippians 4 that talks about overflowing joy, not getting distracted, not getting caught up in what's going on in the world, which for some people 2023 has been a bit of that. Yeah, raising interest rates, inflation, whatever it might be. But to focus and fix your gaze on all of these things that are lovely, pure, truthful, and to be overflowing in who God is. I think that Christians get bitter and they get sour and grumpy when they've forgotten the joy of their salvation, when they've amplified things that are bigger than him and they've lost focus of the main thing. Bill Johnson has this quote, "If you lack joy, there is one way you can engage in the process of gaining ever-increasing joy. Learn how to rejoice. A choice to rejoice cannot depend on circumstances because it operates from the heart of faith." Joy is an encounter with his presence. It's not a reaction to your circumstances. So whatever season you're in this morning, church, wherever you are in your walk with God, in your journey of 2023, your joy is not dependent on reacting to your situation. Yeah? It's not a reaction to what's happened. It's not a reaction or a response into what has been, what could have been, what should have been. It's actually a response to his presence. It's a response to entering into the presence of God, which is amazing. So how do we do this? Be thankful, celebrate, share testimonies, remind yourselves of the goodness of God, remind yourselves of the beauty of God, because Psalm 107, it talks about, it's this beautiful recall. It's a beautiful recalling of all that God has done for his people. And you read through it and it talks about, oh, yes. It talks about all these wonderful things that God has done and it celebrates it. But it starts by this. Let everyone give all their praise and thanks to the Lord. Here's why. Because he is better than anyone could ever imagine. Yes, he is always loving and kind, and his faithful love never ends. This morning, if you have nothing else to be thankful for, if you have nothing else to put your joy and your rejoicing in, put it in him. He is better than anyone else ever on the face of the earth to breathe, live, interact with you. And so it actually doesn't really matter what your situation is, because if you are a Christian and you're walking with him and you're encountering his presence, you have something to be joyful about. You have something to be thankful about. You have something to praise him for. You have something to lift your gaze and go, do you know what? I'm not going to amplify this problem over here. I'm going to amplify the one who is worthy of my praise, worthy of my honor, worthy of my glory, because he is better than anybody else. In Jesus' name. It's not forced. It's not fake. But it comes from being in his presence. It's a genuine response to him. And Galatians 5 talks about it's a fruit of the Spirit. Yeah? It's a fruit of your interaction with the Holy Spirit. Joy. Joy. And joy that's not just the happy-go-lucky, bright and shiny all the time. Joy is that deep inner sense in your heart that it's all good. I've got him. I can be thankful. I can rejoice. It's something that goes beyond your emotions or your situations or your thoughts or your feelings, but it's that actual genuine spirit heart encounter of deep down, there is joy in my soul. There is joy undeniable because of who he is, who his presence is, what his presence, what it means when I encounter that. It is very, very good. Oh, yeah, come on. That is amazing. Yes, I love being joyful in Jesus' name. Yes, church? Come on, come with me. You're not up here 8 months pregnant, sweaty. You can be a bit more a bit more animated. You're in your comfy seats. Such a far, I don't know. Anyway, I was listening to a podcast yesterday by Bill Johnson, and this was really, really interesting to do with joy. And I'm letting you know I've stolen it from him. So this is not my own revelation. But he was talking about the keys, and some of you might have listened to it. If you haven't listened to it, it's on the Bethel Sermon of the Week. It's very good. How that God has already given us keys or recipes to live a triumphant life. And one of them was hope, one of them is celebration, and one of them was the beauty of God. But when he was talking about celebration, he said that he was talking about this study that has come out that it actually takes for you to learn a new skill 400 times of repetition. Okay? So for you to learn something new will take you 400 times of repeating that for you to then become an expert or a professional or to kind of do it on autopilot. However, if it's done during play, it takes 10 to 20 times. Okay. So, kids, and I have a 3.5-year-old, so I know this, the rate of his lifespan is quite small. He's 3.5. But the rate of his learning and acquiring new skills is exponential compared to an adult, because he's doing it a lot in play. He's learning, he's making mistakes, he's falling over, he's having fun. My son laughs hysterically every single day. Like every single day, there is not a day that goes past where we don't hear the big belly laughs, wheezy little dragon, joy, right? But as adults, we lose that somewhere. We lose the play. We get serious. We have responsibilities. We have to, you know, get the to-do list done. And it then will take us 400 times to learn a new skill. But if it was done in play, takes 10 to 20 times. And I think that was so interesting. When I was listening to it yesterday, I was like, oh, God. We get so blasé with those scriptures of when, you know, in Matthew 18, it talks about being like children, coming to the Father like a child. And we read that and we go, oh, yeah, because, you know, whatever. But actually, like, God is intentional. He's intentional with his wording. He actually wants you this morning to be like a child. When was the last time that you laughed hysterically, big belly laughs, wheezy dragon, crying, trying to gasp for air, like what my son does? Some of us maybe can't even remember the last time we had that experience. Have you played this week? Have you done something out of the ordinary? Have you done something that has sharpened your skill level just for fun? Not because you're doing a task, not because you're doing a to-do list. And I can speak like this because, man, I am like the to-do list queen. Like I love a good to-do list, ticking off those boxes. But I wonder if we've lost the wonder. I wonder if we've lost the joy. Even in the busyness of the season coming up, when we're stepping into Christmas and there's bills and there's financial pressures, sometimes we get so, you know, stressed out about stuff that it isn't the season of joy. Tis the season of stress. Tis the season of worrying about bills and things like that. And all of that stuff is important. I'm not saying that you throw everything out the window. But like what we talked about, joy is that inner encounter with the Father, that inner encounter with his presence that says, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. I'm not responding or reacting to the situations that are going on around me. I'm responding to his presence. I'm responding to the goodness of who he is. And I pray that I am always childlike in his presence, always coming to him with open hands that says, God, what is today? What do you have for me today? What is the joy and the excitement that you've got for us? Because he does. I think about my son and I think, gosh, we are not perfect parents, but to hear him laugh is the best thing in the world. It is the best sound that I will ever hear, is my son and our future child laughing. There is nothing else like that. And I think me, in all my imperfections, in all my, you know, Ron parenting skills and all of that, that still means the world to me. How much more Father God wanting his kids to live in an atmosphere of joy, live in an atmosphere of freedom, live in an atmosphere of that Philippians 4 where you're not getting distracted, not getting caught up, but fixing your gaze on the things that are pure, lovely, truthful, admirable. Oh, I just think that that is what our end of 23 should look like. But it's a choice, right? It's a choice. And there's a quote from Bill Johnson that says, choosing joy in the midst of a difficult season isn't denial. Joy is a supernatural gift that is stepped into as we yield to the Spirit of God. Choosing joy transforms us and gives us access to a perspective that is higher than our current situation. Like I said, I'm not talking about putting your fake happy smile on, thinking everything's okay. It's not about that. All of you are still probably going through challenging situations. You've got things that you're facing, very real concerns in your life. I'm not saying to disregard that, not at all. But the choice in the hard times of actually, I'm going to change my perspective. I'm going to change my perspective. I'm going to yield myself to the Spirit of God. Yield means surrender. It means lean in. It means giving. It means allowing him to consume you. Even in the midst of trials, even in the midst of difficulty, even in the midst of heartbreak, confusion, not understanding, I'm still going to choose to yield myself to that. Because that is going to give me a perspective that is higher than my current situation. That is going to give me a kingdom perspective that is elevated and says, actually, this is what the Father's doing. This is what he's working on. This is what his truth is. To not get caught up and bogged down in the politics or the issues or the opinions or whatever it is, the chaos surrounding whatever you're going through, but actually choosing to rise above it. In Psalm 16, verse 11, it says, because of you, talking about God, I know the path of life. As I taste the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right hand I experience divine pleasures evermore. As I taste the fullness of joy in your presence. It is about us entering into his presence at the end of this year and going, I want to experience the fullness of joy. I want to experience and taste the goodness of who you are, God. And like I said, maybe your year hasn't been what you wanted it to be. Maybe you have regrets, disappointments, whatever it is. But it's actually going in that Psalm 107 verse, let everyone give all their praise and thanks to the Lord. Here's why. Because he is better than anyone could have imagined. He is better. No matter what your situation, no matter what your season, no matter what your year looks like, God is still good. He doesn't change. He's not swayed and shifted by the changing of whatever else is going on in your world. He is constant. He is steadfast. And he is good. And he can't be anything else but good. It's who he is. It's his character. He can't change it. So if anything, we lean into the presence of who the goodness of our Father is. And in that, you experience that joy. Not the fake, happy, clappy, I just have to say the right thing, but that deep sense of, gosh, you're good, God. My goodness, I can be like a child in your presence. I can let go of responsibility. I can let go of all the things that weigh me down, concern me, and I can just abandon myself to you because you're good, you're trustworthy, you're safe, you're secure, you're steadfast, your love is true, it never fails, it doesn't let me down, doesn't shift and change. There's nothing that can separate me from my love. From your love, sorry, you are on the throne. I am not the head. I'm the head. I am not the tail. I am chosen. I am set free. There are so many things that we can actually choose to lift our gaze and go, do you know what? 'Tis the season of joy. It is the season at the end of your 2023 for you to be filled with overflowing, overwhelming, uncontainable, doesn't make sense, joy. And I believe that that is what the Father has for all of us. Today, tomorrow, into your week, into Christmas with all the chaos, and into next year. Your Father in heaven is a good God. He's a good, good dad. He wants you to experience joy. And like what we read, it's lasting. It's a characteristic of God's people because it's found in his presence. It endures hardships and trials, and it connects with meaning and purpose. Let's be a church of joy. I don't understand why there's so many sour bitter Christians. I really don't. I think, like I said, I think people have forgotten the joy of their salvation, forgotten to be a child in his presence, forgotten that it's actually him. That is our focus. That is our love. That is our attention. It's him. No matter what goes on in my world, yes, it can be hard. Yes, it can be challenging. But at the end of the day, he is good. Oh, amen. Yes, come on, Celebration Church. He is good, and he's better than anyone could have imagined. He's El Shaddai. You all have something to be joyful about this morning. You all have something to praise him and honor him with this morning. In Jesus' name. So why don't I just welcome the band back up? And we're going to sing that first song, if that's okay. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Because to be honest, I think we can do a little bit better, church. This morning, it was great. It was first song, so maybe we're a bit distracted. Maybe we're trying to get a little bit focused, get into the zone. But, you know. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Looking around. If the joy of the Lord is your strength, baby, that's something to be proud and loud and excited. And some of you need to dance this morning. Some of you need to get out of your seats this morning. Some of you actually need to start to lift your gaze and actually magnify the one who is worthy of being magnified this morning. In Jesus' name. So why don't we stand to our feet? Let's do it.
We hope you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to know more about our church, please go to celebrationchurch.com.au.